Good morning. We're Tirin Chayodim, Klamun Beis, and we're going to start Simon Tess. But we need to give a little bit of background to Simon Tess. Maybe we'll spend a little bit of time explaining this because I think it's something which needs explanation to people. He talks about the issue, what's called Pas Palter. And the question which comes up is a case where you have, we've been discussing until now, various different miles of different types of bread. And we gave four possibilities. We looked at what type of species it was made from. We looked at whether it was a sholem or not. We looked at whether it was a noki or not. And we looked at how large it was. So the Chayyadim says there's really a fifth issue, which is a halachic benefit or mila to pass Yisrael over pass palter. So what's this pass palter concept? The Mishnah in Avodah Zorah on Lamed Hema Beis says that Chazal were geyser an Isser on pass of a non-Jew. That pass of a non-Jew is usher to eat. The Gemara talks about there's a discussion that maybe they were matzer, what's known as pass palter. Palter is a baker. The reason why Chazal asked the pas of a non-Jew, we're talking about bread, which is totally kosher. There were no non-kosher ingredients. The kalim which were used were not a problem. They had set kalim for this purpose. They used flour and water. There was nothing else which is mixed in. So we're not worried about kashrus. It's not a kashrus issue. So why did Chazal ask it? The Chazal asked it because of intermarriage. If you could eat the other person's bread, you'll join him for a meal. The primary element of a meal was bread, like we mentioned before, and we will see again. The primary element of a meal is bread. So if we be able to join the non-Jew with his bread, so you'll join him eventually, become friendly, and then there's a concern that eventually there's going to be that the Jews will marry non-Jewish women. Get to know the family, the children, the daughter, and end up marrying the non-Jew's daughter. So the Gemara mentions that they made this gezeira, but the Gemara brings a story with Rabbeinu HaKadosh, with Rebbe, that in a situation where where Jewish bread was not available, he allowed to use bread of the palter, of a baker. Because when you're buying bread from a baker, this potential of becoming friendly doesn't really exist. You're not joining him in his home for his private bread. This is bread which he made for the purpose of selling, so it does not create that type of emotional connection. And Eder Chanami, in the case where Palter would be making bread, but he plans to eat for himself, for his own family, that bread would be Osir. And vice versa, if you have a private individual who's making bread to sell, and selling it for the purpose of not for himself to eat, but to sell, the assumption would that be also would be under the umbrella of Palter. Tosfos discusses that possibly this heter is even beyond the case of palter, but even the case of a pas of a balabayas, that's also going to be mutter. Even though there is a gzeira, this gzeira was not accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara introduces a concept that a gzeira which Chazal made, which for whatever reason Klal Yisrael has not accepted, does not have the binding authority of a gzeira, which means Bezin believe that Klal Yisrael is going to be able to keep up with this takana, and the reality is they realized that people, for whatever reason, found it hard to keep, and they weren't keeping it. So it doesn't have a binding authority of a takana. Does it mean that you need a bezdin to come and remove it, or it means that automatically it's bottle? That's quite a discussion. How far you take this heter, does it apply only to palters, apply even to pas balabayas, also discussion. The Rambam says it only applies to, the only heter is pas palter. And the Tosis, which the Ramah brings, seems to say it applies even to pas balabayas. Now, this Heter Palter seems to be pretty reliable. So why would somebody be makbid on only past Israel if we have a clear Gemara which seems to say there's a Heter of Palter? So that, Pastor Jimmy, we'll talk about that more in the next year. Just one thing I want to point out. The Chazal also made an Isra Bishul Akum, which also is not a concern of kashrus. Even in a case where there's no question of kashrus, if a non-Jew cooked it, it's going to be problematic. The Heter Palter does not apply to Bishul. So the idea of you're buying things from a commercially made foods, you say, well, it's Bishul Akum, it's cooked by goyim. Oh, well, it's not a problem because it's done commercially. The assumption of the vast, vast majority of poskim is there is not a heter of palter, the concept of palter, in regards to Bishul Akum. Chazal put pas in a separate category, and in the pas, because of the necessity of having bread and making bread available, bread being the mainstay of their food, so therefore they put a leniency of palter. They did not put that leniency of palter into the dinim of Bishul Akum. So we'll talk about, is there a mokum ti machmer and not eat the bread of a palter? We will talk about this, Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.